Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. Before we get to today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor. Subscribe to Podcast the Newsletter. It's your weekly love letter to podcasts and the people who make them. Podcast the Newsletter is written by Lauren Passell, who listens to hours and hours of podcasts every week. She'll listen to anything. She then breaks it down in her newsletter. Each issue features an interview with a podcaster, another shorter interview with a podcast listener about their habits, and tons and tons of high-quality podcast recommendations. Podcast the Newsletter is one of the best newsletters for podcast criticism in the game. Subscribe now at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com. All right, welcome to the podcast. It has been a minute, and that is because last week I was out at Podcast Movement. Then I had a bachelorette party, then I had a wedding, then I had a family trip. So I did not have time to get an episode together last week, and for that I am very sorry. It happens sometimes. I usually love to preach consistency when it comes to podcast production, both for myself and for people that I help with their podcasts. But sometimes I fall short, and I want to call myself out on that and hold myself accountable. But anyway, we are back this week with another episode of Feedback with Earbuds. Podcast Movement was great. It's always such a fun time to hang out with other podcast people. The Delta variant definitely loomed large in the background of everything, or really in the foreground of everything, but it was still a really great time to reconnect with old podcaster friends and to meet new folks, and especially to meet subscribers of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I went with my team at Squadcast, and we hung out at our booth, we went to a bunch of parties, and we attended some sessions. I actually got to take home 8 shirts from other booths, and I want to shout out my favorite shirt, the softest shirt, and the coolest design, in my opinion, was from Podchaser, designed by Shauna. I always love bouncing around from booth to booth and checking out the free things, but if you want to check out the shirt that I got from Podchaser, you can go to my Twitter, and all of the shirts that I got, as well as some other information about Podcast Movement, is posted on there. It was really, really fun to meet so many podcast people. I also met the curators of other podcast newsletters like Great Pods, Podcast the Newsletter, Podcast Brunch Club, and so many more. For more of a breakdown of my experience in Nashville at Podcast Movement, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Ari This and That. I posted a ton of primo content. And for those who don't know what Podcast Movement is, I feel like now is a good time to let you know. It's one of the largest, if not the largest, podcast conferences in the U.S. Last I checked, before the pandemic, they were getting around 3,000 people at their in-person event. This year, I believe they reported about 2,000 people attended in person and 1,000 attended virtually. There's a nice mixture of learning sessions and workshops and other types of learning opportunities that take place at Podcast Movement. There's also a bunch of networking events that take place both within the conference hotel and throughout the city that Podcast Movement takes place in. I attended a She Podcasts event within the hotel. That was kind of a prelude to their larger event that's going to take place in October in Scottsdale, Arizona. She Podcasts is another amazing podcast conference. It's actually called She Podcasts Live. She Podcasts is the Facebook group and the community. Anyway, that's a quick little primer on what is Podcast Movement. The next one takes place in Los Angeles in March of 2022. It's Podcast Movement Evolutions, and that is sort of their in-between Podcast Movement event. It's pretty much as big as Podcast Movement, but is for some reason called Evolutions. It's always a good excuse to get together with podcast people. And then the next big Podcast Movement is, I believe, August of 2022 in Dallas. So a bunch of things to look forward to. And if you want more information on Podcast Movement, it's podcastmovement.com. So let's get to today's show. As always, I've got an interview for you, and then we'll jump into this week's podcast recommendations on the theme of understanding why. For the interview today, I'm speaking with Andrea Laventhal. Andrea is the style and beauty director at People Magazine. She's also the co-host of People's podcast, People in the 90s, with Jason Sheeler. She is a blast. Now let's get into our chat. Andrea, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm swell. I'm excited to have you on because you have a show that is really taking off lately, People in the 90s. If you could just give folks who are not familiar with it a little glimpse into what People in the 90s is all about, that would be lovely.
So People in the 90s is big people, as in People magazine in the 90s, but also the people who really moved the needle in the 90s. So who we covered back then. And my co-host and I like to describe it as a love letter to our favorite decade in podcast form.
And what were you like in the 90s? What music were you loving? What celebs were you into? All that.
I was a young teenager in the 90s, and I was a choker-wearing brown lip liner enthusiast with a flannel tied around my waist and listening to everything from Nirvana and Alanis Morissette to, oh my God, watching the Aerosmith video trilogy and wishing I was Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler. I mean, I loved it all, the fashion, the music, the culture.
And so you've been with People for a bit, and when they decided it was time to get into the audio space, what was your thinking?
Oh my God, finally. And what can I do? Get me on a mic.
And so how did the idea for People in the 90s come about?
My lovely co-host, Jason Sheeler, it was his idea. He pitched it to the powers that be. They said, great. And he said, I want you to be my co-host. And I said, why? No, I said, you're brilliant. That's such a great idea. We both love pop culture. We both love the 90s. We both have these like encyclopedic, you know, brains when it comes to the pages of People. So it was a great fit and I was psyched.
So because Feedback with Earbuds is all about podcast recommendations, I'm always curious why a show is better told as an audio story than, say, a YouTube. Why interview these people just with audio? And what do you think audio gives to listeners that maybe video would not?
That's such a great question. Well, I do think even though we do interview a lot of our guests on video so we can see them, there's something about the connection to somebody's voice. And you can really focus on the questions and the answers when you're not worrying about what you look like on video and you're not necessarily distracted by that. And you're trying to tell the story in a way that the audience can really imagine it and sort of, it's so much fun to just visualize it in your head and then to also think about where you were at that time and what you looked like in your memories. Because at the end of the day, it's really all about us. Yeah. Nobody cares about anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. All listeners really do just want to place themselves there and how do they fit into the story. And that's why I asked you about where you were in the 90s and why this is important to you.
Yeah, because whenever we talk to a celebrity or talk about a trend, it's automatic. What was my relationship to that topic in that year? And it's always something ridiculous and funny. And that's how we connect. It's nostalgia. It's like, what did it mean to us at that time?
And so People in the 90s is a 12 episode run. It's a short series. So what are the benefits of having a short series? And what are you missing by not having this be a forever show?
I'm ready for it to be a forever show. There are so many topics to discuss. I mean, the 90s was just like any other decade. It's got 10 years. We've got a lot to talk about. We've only scratched the surface. But what makes it cool with the idea of a limited run is that we're really going to try to pack in the best of the best. We were, as editors, you're always editing your content and being really selective about what makes it in, from words to lines to subjects themselves. So this gave us an opportunity to really hone in on 12 episodes that each one felt like it really served a purpose in our storytelling of the 90s.
So let me just clarify for folks, all the people that you've interviewed were on the cover of People in the 90s. Is that right?
They were either on the cover or in the pages of People.
Very cool. And they've had an outsized impact on the 90s. So all of the guests are people that you've heard of that if you think of the 90s, you probably think of these celebrities.
Oh yeah. Like we're talking Paula Abdul, Jamie Lee Curtis, Darius Rucker, Bill Bellamy, Rosie O'Donnell. Like, these are not, who's that? This is, oh my gosh, you know?
That person, yeah.
Yeah, when we interviewed Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth, my, you know, 90s self was like, holy, you know what? Like, I can't believe I'm sitting here with, you know, Kelly Taylor and Donna Martin. Like, what in the what?
So the Rosie O'Donnell episode just came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I recently got reacquainted with Rosie O'Donnell through TikTok.
Oh, fun.
She has an amazing presence on TikTok. She does this funny thing where she will follow people, and then because she just loves their content genuinely, and then they'll make a video being like, I can't believe Rosie O'Donnell followed me. And then she'll stitch that and say, of course I followed you. You're amazing. And then she does this thing where she goes, TikTok, you don't stop. I'm surprised you haven't heard of this. It's so ridiculous. Every video of hers ends with TikTok, you don't stop.
I love that. She's was amazing. So cool. You know, that's the other thing. It's like, I always knew Rosie as the actress, Broadway star, talk show host. You know, I read articles about her, but I never interviewed her, met her. To meet her 2+ decades after all of her massive fame, she has such a perspective and she's still so outspoken and sort of just like blunt and matter of fact. There's no fear with a lot of these celebrities about talking about the 90s. It's been so long. Yeah. It's like no harm, no foul. The things that were so sensitive back then are sort of like nostalgia now. And she was amazing. And I loved talking to her. And I just couldn't believe that I was, you know, interviewing Rosie O'Donnell. And now I'm going to follow her. And she did mention TikTok. And I was like, I can only keep up with so many social media platforms at a time.
TikTok is worth it. I have such a good time there. I spend too much time, but
I'm worried.
Yeah, you should be. It's like 2 hours every night. It's crazy.
Instagram's hard enough. It's like I find myself ignoring my two children so I could watch an Instagram video of somebody I hate.
Well, I want to shift gears a little bit. People in the 90s, of course, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. But what got you into podcasts? You've been a listener. So what do you listen to and what got you started?
Well, I've always been a fan of audio as a content platform. I worked many years ago on the launch of Cosmo Radio on Sirius XM when Cosmopolitan launched their first radio channel. And I loved it. And I had a little show on there. So I've always been a fan of the audio format. But the podcast that made me love podcasts, like I have to do this, it's Bitch Sesh by Danielle Schneider and Casey Wilson. I savor their podcast. When it drops every week, I like, okay, when am I going to listen to this? It has to be a special time. I don't want to be distracted. I feel the same way about the Rewatchables on the Ringer Network. I just think these podcasts are by such smart, clever people. I just want to know what they think about the things I care about. And it's like smart people talking about not dumb things, but not smart things. I would say that's my sweet spot. So anything about Bravo, Real Housewives, pop culture, celebrity gossip, but delivered by somebody with a really sharp point of view, bring it on. I'm so into that.
And what aspects of the podcast that you love do you bring into your style as a host?
I always think, what is my job in this? Am I entertaining? Am I informing? Am I inspiring? I don't think I'm inspiring at all. So most of the time, if you're a 90s enthusiast, I don't really need to inform you that much. It's more about recapping and maybe like a little reminder of the exact time or, oh yeah, that's right. I am there to entertain. I am there to share a point of view, my perspective, kind of make that 90s moment into a story that's relatable, nostalgia, and just like make you smile and laugh during like those 30, 40 minutes, because that's what I like. So I always try to keep it light and keep it factual. Oh my God, it drives me crazy when a podcast host gets something wrong. So I'm always like, wait, hold up. I got to check that. Magazine journalists, you know, we're all about fact checking. So I always want to be accurate.
That is very important in today's world because it is very easy to say something and not have it checked. So yes, very appreciative of your commitment to that. anything you're listening to now that you'd like to recommend to my audience?
So in addition to the podcast that I mentioned, I also listen to Add to Cart, which is a shopping podcast. I think those girls are really smart and really funny. And with our, it's Kulop and Suchin. With our whole consumerism culture, we're all like click to buy, click to buy it. So listening to somebody talk about what they're adding to their cart and what they're buying, what's worth it, these quirky behaviors just fascinates me. It doesn't hurt that I'm the style and beauty editor at People. So I'm constantly recommending products to people and shopping myself. So I love to hear what other people are shopping for. I just, anything really celeb-centric. Who Weekly, I think, is so hysterical. And honestly, that's one of the examples where it's not even the content that gets me, because I truly don't know who 90% of the people are, which I guess is the point. I love the hosts. And I feel like if you can connect to the host and you just love listening to them and they just make your day more fun and exciting, they could be talking about anything.
Yeah. And I think that is definitely something that you and Jason do really well on People in the 90s.
Thank you. We try hard.
Good. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for joining me today. And we'll link to all of your social channels in the show notes of this episode. Really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I post all my personal craziness at my Instagram, Andy Labs.
Thank you so much to Andrea Laventhal for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by squadcast.fm. Next up, we've got this week's earbuds podcast recommendations. This week's earbuds curator is Quinn Emmett. Quinn chose the theme Understanding Why. When we asked Quinn why he chose this theme, he wrote, "Giving a shit is awesome. But if we really want to change the world, we need to get to the bottom of why it is the way it is. There are some incredible folks out there doing that work, and I'm so thankful to learn from them every day." Here are this week's earbuds picks from Quinn. The first episode is from the podcast Ologies, and it's called Space Junk. Here's a description from Quinn. "Space junk doesn't feel like something that's going to make or break humanity. But our freewheeling tendency to fill the sky with garbage isn't far off from what we do to the air and the ocean. And understanding the fundamental business, economic, and sociological reasons why we do this stuff will help pave the way for a cleaner, more responsible way of conducting ourselves." The next episode comes from the Drilled podcast.
I'm Amy Westervelt, and this is Drilled.
And it's called "The API Was Pushing Climate Change Denial Way Earlier Than Anyone Thought." Here's the description. "There are few better climate journalists than Amy Westervelt. And in this and other episodes, she gets to the bottom of why fossil fuel companies have been so successful for the past few decades." Next up, the podcast is called How to Save a Planet.
This is How to Save a Planet. I'm Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson.
And I'm Alex Bloomberg, and this is the podcast about what we need to do to address the climate crisis and how to make those things happen.
And the episode is called Kelp. Here's what it's about. Everyone's favorite marine biologist, Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson, digs deep into the coastal waters to explain why and how kelp, of all things, can slow sea level rise, feed us, and clean the waters, among many other uses. If we're going to fundamentally change our food chains, we have to start looking outside the box. The next recommendation comes from The Ezra Klein Show.
I'm Ezra Klein, and this is The Ezra Klein Show.
And it's called Ted Chiang. Our curator writes, "There are few more present-day science fiction writers who are as influential and thoughtful as Ted. His answers about magic and alchemy versus chemistry and religion versus science are incredibly compelling." And the last recommendation of this week's theme, Understanding Why, comes from the podcast Important, Not Important. And the episode is called Black Moms Matter.
Welcome to Important, Not Important. My name is Quinn Emmett, and this is science for people who give a shit.
Here's a description. The U.S. is the only developed country in the world where maternal death rates are rising. And that's primarily because new black moms are dying at 3 to 4 times the rate of white moms. Congresswoman Lauren Underwood explains the root inputs into the problem and how her Momnibus Act can help rebuild maternal care from the ground up. Thank you to our curator, Quinn Emmett, for bringing these episodes to Earbuds Podcast Collective. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these podcast recommendations and more. And now another shout out to the podcast Important, Not Important. In 1986, mathematician Richard Hammer wandered over to the chemistry table in the legendary Bell Labs lunchroom and asked, "What are the most important problems in your field?" The next week, he asked, "What important problems are you working on?" And the next week, he asked, "If what you're doing is not important, and if you don't think it's going to lead to something important, why are you at Bell Labs working on it?" There's never been a better time to work on the world's hardest problems, whether you're a tech CEO, an epidemiologist, or a wind turbine technician. Enter the Important, Not Important podcast. It's science for people who give a shit. Every week, we bring on an incredible guest working on the front lines of the future to help us understand a problem or opportunity affecting everyone today. 76% of their guests identify as women or Black Indigenous people of color. They're scientists, engineers, CEOs, farmers, journalists, investors, professors, policymakers, nurses, activists, and more. From sea level rise to clean energy transmission, AI ethics to antibiotics, clean water to COVID supply chains, we get to the bottom of it and then give you action steps you can take to improve your life and the world around you. Listen to Important, Not Important wherever you get your podcasts. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that even if you have no interest in the theme that we've chosen this week, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some audio content. Podcasters, you have an opportunity to get your podcast spotlit in this section. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So this week, we're spotlighting the podcast, A Bintel Brief.
I'm Lynn Harris.
And I'm Gina Green. And welcome to A Bintel Brief, the Jewish Advice Podcast.
Here's what it's all about. In 1906, the Forward started A Bintel Brief, which is Yiddish for a bundle of letters. Now, their classic Jewish advice column is a podcast. Their co-hosts, two very different Jewish mothers, dish on the dilemmas of Jewish American life, identity, culture, and politics. You can find A Bintel Brief wherever you get your podcasts and at forward.com. That's it for this week. We'll catch you next week for more from Earbuds Podcast Collective. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.